When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
Yeah. Fly Jams Friday. Get your requests in right now. Dan Shugrue just got out of the TARDIS. He is now DJ Shugrue. Vic Vaughn is now Viggity Viggity Vic, verified double V. Esmeralda the Heartmelda just stopped spinning on her head for 26 minutes, and she is now Esmeralda the Heartmelda. And I am Wiki Wiki Nikki. It's time to pay tribute. Get your weekend off to a funky start. R&B time. Fly Jams Friday. 312-981-7200 for your requests right now.
There's no phone, no lights, no motor car. Not a single luxury. Like Robinson Crusoe, it's as primitive as can be.
These are the first of my requests for Fly Jams Friday. Get your requests in now. My theme is Weird Al. It's Fly Jams by Weird Al. Those are my choices for this week. And the reason why is Weird Al is releasing a box set greatest hits, and it's shaped like an accordion. Weird Al is a damn genius. Esmeralda, do you approve of Fly Jams by Weird Al?
Yeah.
Of course. He's the king. And it's, you got to see this, what this box set is going to look like. He's releasing, because he's been recording now for like 35 years. He's been recording music for like 35 years at least, longer than that. And he's releasing this big box set, and it's going to be shaped like an accordion. You know who has to get that, Dan?
Who's that?
Johnny. Johnny Pumpkin's got to get that. Did you know that Johnny plays the accordion, Esmeralda?
I did interviews I've heard.
Yeah, she plays the accordion. And then they did about 30 years ago, they did a benefit for Plainfield. There was a really horrible tornado in Plainfield, and WGN hosted a benefit show. And she came out and Jimi Hendrixed it. She let the damn thing on fire. She burned the accordion. Dan, have you ever seen that? Have you ever seen the footage?
I've never
seen
the footage.
Oh, it's outstanding. It's outstanding. She totally Jimi Hendrixed her accordion. It was just outstanding. So, anyway. All right. All my fly jams, my requests, are all Weird Al this morning. So, enjoy your fly jams. 312-981-7200 for your request. DJ Shugrue is ready. He's got the outfit on. Shaft and Superfly are swimming around happily in the heels of his boots. Ready to go. Esmeralda, cardboard everywhere. You're very quick now to laying down 6 miles of cardboard.
Oh, well, you know, I got used to it.
All right. Okay.
Quick with that staple gun.
Yeah. Okay. All right, let's do this. Let's try this. 773 area code requested this fly jam.
Can't you see I'm trying to show love is right? Oh, show and tell, just a game I play when I want to say I love you, girl. So show me and tell me that you feel the same way too. Say it to baby.
That's a great song. Do you know that one, Esmeralda? Show and tell?
I like it, though.
It's a great song. Great song by Al Wilson. That's one of those classic. I don't know how many hits he had. I don't think he had that many. Maybe two or three. Well, according to Esmeralda, he probably didn't have any because they didn't hit number one. So, let's see. 708 area code says, as I am trucking my way into Wisconsin, I can't help but want to hear Do It Roger by the late Roger Troutman. In my humble opinion, he was a highly underrated guitar player, and this song shows off a lot of his guitar playing chops. Thanks, guys. I love the show. Always love this segment. So, all right, do it, Roger.
Oh, it's a groovy situation. Splendid combination.
Oh, wait.
I just can't miss that girl. Oh, I'm gonna make a mind if it takes all night. Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
All right, I totally screwed up. I read the wrong I read the wrong intro. That was for Diana, who wanted Gene Chandler, Groovy Situation. That's what that was. My fault. I misread it. I'm an idiot. This is the one that the trucker wants to hear. The late Roger Troutman, Do It Roger. There you go, Roger Troutman, everybody. See, whenever I hear the name Troutman, what do you think I think? Well, you guys aren't going to. Dan, any idea what I when I hear the name Troutman?
Robin?
No, that's Trower.
Nope.
Oh! Nobody's going to know. That's the character that Richard Crenna played in First Blood and Rambo, Colonel Troutman.
Uh-huh.
Anytime I hear the name Troutman, I think he eats things that make a billy goat puke. He's got all the best lines. In First Blood, Richard Crenna has all the best lines. Oh, yeah? You better have a good supply of body bags. Oh, man, Richard Crenna. He ruled. Colonel Troutman. All right. Here's Dixie on WGN. Hi, Dixie.
Hi, Nick. I was Gladys Knight in the Pips with your number one.
Oh, here we go. One. You're not number two or number three. Number one. Thanks, Dixie.
You too, Mike.
Have a great day. All right, Gladys Knight. Which Pip was she talking? Was she talking to a specific Pip? For that one, did she have a specific Pip in mind? Was it Mike Pip or Roger Pip or Billy Pip? They were all named Pip, right?
Billy was my favorite.
Billy Pip was your favorite? About Johnny Pip. Johnny Pip was pretty good. Didn't he have a solo album? Johnny Pip, Alone on the Midnight Train? All right. Got to take a break here. Come back, more Fly Jams. Fly Jams Friday continues. Got a couple lines open, 312-981-7200 for your requests. We've got more texts and requests there, too, right here on 720 WGM. We got a break for the news. Yeah. Yeah. See, I prefer this to the Michael Jackson version. All of my fly jams this morning, my requests are all the great Weird Al, whose box set of greatest hits is going to be released, and it's going to be shaped like an accordion. So you've never seen Weird Al live?
No.
He's on.
No, I haven't.
He's so good. He's so good. And he does like a straight polka set.
Right. I've heard that.
And it rocks.
Yeah, the medley.
It rocks. He's okay. Amazing on the accordion. He's truly amazing on the accordion. So, anyway. Weird Al getting fly. All right. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. All right. Let's try this one. 708 area code wants this enjoyment.
Baby,
It's the Isley Brothers doing a funky version of Twist and Shout.
By the way, playing Taste of Chicago.
The Isleys?
Yeah.
That's right. Oh, man.
I'm excited.
These guys rule. Yeah.
I want them to do Summer Breeze.
Yeah. That version of Summer Breeze is unbelievable.
So good.
And it takes 26 minutes to start.
And it does. Oh, okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Like
the intro, the intro is like 6 minutes long before they start singing. It's all the guitar. It's like a massive funky guitar solo for like 4 minutes. Summer Breeze, baby. That song is a jam. All right, Alan requested this one.
Once I went to hear them play at a club outside of town. I was so surprised. I was hypnotized by the sound this cat put down. When I saw this short, fat guy stretch a band between his toes. Hey, I laughed so hard because the band got down when it finally reached his nose. Whoa.
Hey, y'all, prepare yourself for the rubber band.
Whoa, whoa.
Band. You never heard a sound like the rubber band.
Man,
you're bound to lose control when the rubber band starts to jam.
That's right. That's right. And I told you the story about the rubber band, how that song came about. Didn't I?
You did, but I don't remember.
It was just the spinners went to see some dude. He started dancing with giant rubber bands.
Oh, okay.
And they went, look at this guy. He's dancing with giant rubber bands.
He's a rubber band man.
He is. He's a rubber band man. That's what they just saw him. They were like, man, this is outstanding. The guy had
so
like a
clever.
Giant couple of rubber bands. He's dancing around. So then the spinners learned some rubber band man moves. So they would do them when they sang Rubber Band Man. All right. Let's see if we got some requests here. 312-981-7200. Here's Harold on WGN. Go ahead, Harold.
Hey, another 5 more minutes. I think that's the last line of Airplane.
I'll wait another 5 minutes, but then that's it, I think.
That's it. No more after that.
And I think that's it. And if I'm not mistaken, Dan, can you look this up? I think it's Fred DeCordova. In the back seat, Johnny Carson's producer.
I think it's
Fred DeCordova. If it's not Fred DeCordova, it looks exactly like Freddy DeCordova. So I don't know. We'll find out about that one. But that's the last line of Airplane.
So, have you seen Zero Hour?
Of course, yeah. That's exactly what Airplane is.
I was watching the other day. I said let me go look and see if I can find Zero Hour on YouTube, and they don't have it, at least as far as I saw, but they have a comparison of Airplane.
Oh, versus, yeah.
And it is hilarious because some of the lines are right.
Exactly. Yeah, it's amazing how accurate it is. I mean, you know, like Airplane is such a ridiculous and funny movie. Zero Hour is this real movie that came out in the 50s. And they took real dialogue and situations. It's the same plot. It's like a remake of Zero Hour.
Ted Stryker is the hero in that movie.
Absolutely right. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
And then I was telling my girlfriend. I says, well, the Zucker brothers on the commentary for Airplane. I says they kept on saying, we love this movie Zero Hour. We loved it so much. You know, we wanted to pay homage to it. And I'm like, and when I saw that commentary, I says, I can't believe this because I swore that was from Airport, you know? And I kept saying that. I kept saying, I what did they talk about? Zero. I mean, this is from Airport, isn't it? Well, some of the scenes were.
Yeah.
But
though, the inspiration, the entire plot is taken from Zero Hour.
Well, the thing is, so I'm talking to my girlfriend about it, and I says, you know, that then I find out the same guy wrote Zero Hour, wrote Airport. And so it is kind of, you know,
right.
the same story.
Right.
And then my girlfriend goes, you're an idiot. She says, Alex Haley, wrote Airport. And I says, I think he wrote Zero Hour. And I looked it up and it says, you know, Alex Haley. And I says, see, Alex Haley wrote Airport and Zero Hour. And she goes, I told you he wrote Airport.
Okay.
And I go, but he wrote Zero. He wrote Zero Hour, too. And she's like, I don't want to argue with this anymore. But anyway.
Okay. All right. What's your request, Harold?
My point is I want to pick a different request. I want to pick Scotty and the Rib Tips Poison Ivy.
All right, here we go.
Well, I like Poison Ivy. I beg out all over you. Oh, yeah. When I shave, I wear my house coat. The men have to hold me. Oh, I'll cut my throat. Don't like it bad. Don't like to say what I do. Well, I like Poison Ivy. I break out all over you.
Yeah. You're going to break out all over you. Like Poison Ivy. Yeah. All right, Harold, thanks. Have a good one. Scotty and the Rib Tips. Poison Ivy. Ivy. All right. Hey, it's Fly Jam Bob. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
Al Wilson also had a hit with the snake. I picked that for you.
Oh, yes.
A week back.
Yes, 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 yes.
You know, tomorrow is Paul McCartney's 74th birthday.
Good Lord.
Can you believe it's been 10 years since When I'm 64?
Yeah, wow. Unbelievable.
So I'm going to turn to Stevie Wonder to help us properly celebrate Sir Paul's big day.
All right.
Don't worry, it's not that song.
Okay, thank you.
With a cover of one of Paul's songs from your favorite Beatles album, Rubber Soul.
Oh.
Here's We Can Work It Out.
Okay.
Think of what you're saying. You can get it wrong and still think that it's all right. Think of what I'm saying. We can work it out and get it straight or say goodnight.
God, that's great. Stevie Wonder, what can you say? What the hell, man?
Yeah.
Amazing. Amazing.
That album, of Rubber Soul, that's almost as old as you. It was 50 years last December that it was released. Paul was only 23 released Rubber
Soul. Can you believe that? 23 years old.
23.
And Revolver. When I was 23, I was standing in a cooler at Jewel with my finger up my nose. That's what I was doing. This guy is writing Revolver.
Hey, you mentioned the Kennedy assassination last night.
Yes.
I was in second grade when that happened. My teacher was Jim Peterick's sister, Janice.
Is that right?
Yes.
Wow. Wow, look at that connection. All right, Bob, thank you, buddy.
All right, take care.
Take care. See you. Talk to you next week. Caller Don checked in. Hearing all the Weird Al songs gave him an idea. Weird Al should play the Super Bowl halftime. You're damn right he should. I think there was Dan, if I'm not mistaken, I believe there may have been a petition that was circulated online to get Weird Al to be the halftime entertainment. It would be second only to Prince. It would be second only to Prince in terms of half bowl, halftime.
It should be a thing where he does it and then some of the people who he does the
songs
parodies
with, yeah.
Of, yeah, they would come out.
Yeah. Like they can do like the yabba-dabba-doo, they can, and Red Hot Chili Peppers can come out.
Yeah.
But the real coup would be if Coolio came out, considering Coolio gave him a hard time.
And then they hug it out.
They hug it out, and he's dressed, and the great, he should be dressed, he should come out in a horse and buggy. That's Coolio should come out in a horse and buggy. I'm telling you right now. Madonna should come out dressed as a surgeon. It would be fantastic. I'm going to program this whole thing right now. I'll get it going. I will direct the Super Bowl halftime Weird Al show. He's a damn genius, Weird Al. He's in Pop Star. I told you this, right?
You did, yeah.
You can't. I had to explain my dad. I was like, Dad, that was Weird Al because he's under a ton of makeup, mm-hmm. and you know, and he plays like a guy who's in a bad Nickelback band.
Oh no. Oh boy!
So he's got like the soul patch. It's so funny. All right, we got a break for weather and traffic, and then we'll get back to Fly Jams Friday as it continues. All right, here's your weekend forecast. Happy weekend, everybody! I hope you have a fly weekend.
I wanna roll with the gangsters. Got skills, I'm a champion of D&D. MC Escher, that's my favorite MC. Keep your 40, I'll just have an Earl Grey tea. My rims never spin, to the contrary. You'll find that they're quite stationary. All of my action figures are cherry. Stephen Hawking's in my library. My MySpace page's all totally pimped out. Got people begging for my top 8 spaces. Yo, I know pie to 1,000 places. Ain't got no grills, but I still wear braces. I order all of my sandwiches with mayonnaise. I'm a wizard, minesweeper, I can play for days. Once you see my sweet moves, you're gonna stay amazed. Think it's moving so fast, I'll set a place ablaze. No killer rap,
I think this is one of Weird Al's masterpieces.
Yeah. I like how it dates itself with the MySpace.
Yeah, MySpace, Minesweeper. Yeah, MySpace. 2006, I think this came out. You know who's in the video? You know who plays like the two gangsters driving around in the car?
Oh, no idea who.
Key and Peele.
Oh.
Speaking of Key and Peele. Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Oh.
Exactly right. Key and Peele. So, you know, Weird Al, way ahead of the game.
Right, yeah.
You know, they didn't hit till 7-8 years later.
Good for
2006.
Him. 2006. He knew.
Weird Al knows because he's a damn genius. He put Key and Peele in a video in 2006. So. Oh. All right. Javon wanted to hear this. Let It Burn by Jasmine Sullivan. Yeah. Jasmine Sullivan. Yeah. Hey, I haven't done Let Me Love You Down.
Yeah, you have.
It's been a while.
It's been a bit.
Yeah. Okay. Had to throw that one in there. Here's Steve on WGN. Hey, Steve.
How are we doing today?
All right, buddy. What's up?
Oh, I got another song from you from that same album I called in last week on.
Yeah.
Natalie Cole and Reba McEntire doing Since I Fell for You.
All right.
And it's too sad.
Oh, and it's too sad.
Cause I'm still in love with you.
Oh,
first you
love
me.
Oh, you love me.
Then you snub me.
Man, you have totally sold me on this album, Steve.
Did you find it yet?
No, I haven't picked it up. I'm going to have to, though. I mean, the two cuts that you requested off of this thing. What's it called again? Tell everybody what the album is called.
Rhythm, Country, and Blues.
Rhythm, Country, and Blues.
Actually, if you go on YouTube and you type that in, they have a show that has all these songs on it when they produced it.
Oh.
They've got all these stars went into the production and did this at the same time.
Wow. I'll definitely check it out. All right, Steve, have a great weekend, buddy.
You too. Thanks.
Take care. Wow, Natalie Cole and Reba McEntire. Yeah. Belton!
Yeah, we look like those cats that got surprised. Like, whoa.
She's falling off the edge of the counter. Okay. All right. Miles. Oh, our good friend Miles in Evanston. Miles is Jen Bosworth's husband. Miles, you know, has been listening to my show for many, many years.
I've heard.
And Jen maintains that Miles is in love with me.
Aww.
And in fact, that's how she got turned on to the show, was because of Miles.
He's got a man crush.
Yeah. Okay. I know what that feels like. I've got like 15 of them.
Aww.
I do. Colin Farrell, Matthew McConaughey, Keanu Reeves. I've got many, many man crushes. Who else, Dan? Am I missing anybody?
The list is so long.
I know. There's so many of them.
I imagine there's a room in your house with just cutouts of them.
Yeah, you don't want to know about that.
Just plastered all over the walls.
You don't want to know about that. So, you know. Did you ever see the movie Seven?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what my apartment looks like. I got all these journals. And...
Oh, cool.
Oh?
Yeah. Oh.
Anyway. Miles wants to hear Sierra's 1-2 step.
Oh.
Oh.
Let me see you 1-2 step.
Wow, Esmeralda's singing along and dancing to that one.
I listened to that yesterday.
Now, you know, so. Miles is a dancer. He takes like he's like ballroom dancing.
So he knows how to 1-2 step.
He knows how to 1-2 step. That's why he did that. Okay, cool. Oh, you know what's coming? Oh, you know what's what's coming up is the opening bell with Steve Grzanich.